This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous Father's Day weekend, everybody. Celebrating with father figures or fathers, or maybe you're a father. It's important to recognize the men in our lives. I've told the story before. My father died when I was 8, but I had a lot of father figures in my life, including my grandfather, who I was so, so close to, and an incredible stepfather. And I celebrated him today. So it was a good day, you know, remembering some of the incredible men in my life and the men that are still heavily, heavily involved with me. And I hope that you all have one of those or several of those people that that are there in your corner for you, because I think it's so, so important. We've got sad news, but we don't know if it's anything terror related, but just that we're all, you know, on edge when it comes to explosions and whatnot. But we had a car that hit pedestrians near a London mosque. They're saying that one person has been arrested, and they're looking into what caused that situation as this all unfolds. And, you know, it's, again, a question of, here we go again. One person killed, several injured. It was a van that drove into a group of people. It happened just after midnight local time on Monday morning in London. It was there were worshippers that were near Finsbury Park Mosque specifically. As I mentioned, 8 people, if the injured, were taken to the hospital. Those are the 8. One man was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver arrested. 2 witnesses say they saw 3 people leave the van. So Counterterrorism Command is investigating what happened here. And boy, oh boy. Here's what I think was great about the reaction. The driver of the van, who's now being said to be a 48-year-old man, he was there at the scene. He was held by people. So people, public, you know, in the public, boom, grabbed him, and then he was arrested once the police got there. Witnesses, like I said, saw people jump out of the van and run away. So they haven't identified other suspects, but obviously that's what they're doing. They're looking to identify those people. So now, of course, the call is increase security outside mosques. And that they're saying that the incident is a terror attack that targeted ordinary British citizens going about their lives. While it's being said by citizens that it's that, the police are still looking into it. They're talking about the response. It's been a terrible, terrible month, obviously. Terrible couple of months in England. So as this is all unfolding, you're getting all of this information. It's just despicable. It's outrageous. It's disgusting. There are no more adjectives left in my vocabulary for this. And, you know, first the concert deal, and then the London Bridge deal, and now this deal. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'll tell you, I was talking to somebody today who has a business where they travel internationally, and they were saying, you know what, we're not going to be traveling as much internationally. And specifically, they spent a lot of time in Europe and a lot of time in England. And so the Muslim Council of Britain released all the information, and the counterterrorism police, like I said, are looking into it, and they're trying to figure it out. And obviously, they're totally shocked by this. But we use the word shock so much. We're not shocked anymore, right? We're not shocked. We're just disgusted. It's sickening. It's despicable. It's outrageous. It's any word that you can think of better than I can to throw it in there. Ugh. It's nutty. So while that's happening, obviously our hearts and prayers and thoughts go out to the people dealing with that because, again, innocence plucked off and you know, who knows the details of their lives and how many people that affects, because I think too often we don't talk about the victims, but there definitely was heavy victims here and in different forms of what happened to them, obviously, with these injuries. So in the meantime, closer to our shores, the president celebrated at Camp David for the first time with his family Father's Day. And as you know, his family now is with him, Barron and his wife Melania, the First Lady. And while that's going on, the Sunday shows were blaring about the investigation and what was happening with the investigation. And it's funny, some of what you read talks about Trump's being investigated, and to clear that up, he is not being investigated. They're looking into the Russia ties. Mueller has not decided whether to investigate the president or not. The former FBI director who's heading the investigation. And to clear everything up, Trump's lawyer said, look, the president is not under investigation for obstruction. Whatever's being talked about, that's not the facts. That's not happening. And his lawyer was on NBC. So making it clear that they're talking, you know, there's conversation about could there be obstruction, but he hasn't been under investigation for it. And he's the lawyer who's assisting him, Jay Sukulo, into this whole interference in the 2016 elections. Trump, however, himself said on Friday that he was being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director and said witch hunt. And perhaps that's why some of that, you know, spread like wildfire out there. But it doesn't matter. I mean, that's the bottom line, that he was on. Sukulo was on Face the Nation, he was on Meet the Press, and he said there's no notification, because it is true. You would get notification from the special counsel's office if there was a specific investigation into it. So I suppose that hasn't been determined. Right? Of course. So right now, whatever's going on in investigation, it's not that. That's not part of it. That's not part of this. There's no limbs on this tree that are falling in that direction at this point. It's not happening. Right? While we keep going on about Russia, and certainly the collusion theories and everything else, that's not over. But while that's happening, you also had Grassley, who has, of course, been there forever and a day, Senator Chuck Grassley, who welcomed President Trump before his visit to Iowa next week because he said there's going to be a rally and I can't be at the rally, so I'm going to welcome him, I'm going to tweet it out, and he tweeted out that he had just received a recorded phone call to go to the Trump Cedar Rapids speech on Wednesday. He said he couldn't go because he hasn't missed a vote since 93. Do you love that? And that's why I wanted to tell you the story. Chuck Grassley has not missed a vote since 1993. 7,900 votes. Wow. That's perfect attendance and then some. Hang with us. Much more coming around the flip side here on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fascinating new thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you.
All right, thanks for rocking with us. Again, hope you had a fabulous Father's Day weekend, no matter what you did. Hate to start off with somebody being killed, 8 people dead, because of these nutballs in a van slamming into people outside a London mosque. One person arrested, thank goodness for the quick-acting people who were going by and said, ha, not this time, and they slammed him down. Boom! You're not getting away, sucker. Unfortunately, a couple of others got out of the van, and they're looking for them right now. So terrorism obviously connected to this, no matter how they're slicing and dicing it. And, boy, just again, a terrible, terrible piece of business. You know, it's interesting with all the wranglings we've had in the Middle East. I'm going to stand of the Middle East here. There's a story about Iran launching missiles into eastern Syria, but as you take a breath and say, yeah, we know they have those capabilities because we know the Israelis freak about the possible nuclear weapons that Iran could be developing, even though supposedly we've inspected that's not true again. So Iran's military did say, they did announce, they launched several missiles into eastern Syria, specifically aimed, of course, at the Islamic State fighters, and that's in retaliation for twin attacks that hit Tehran on June 7th. So I would say bravo to that. Who's not going to back that? You know, when you look at Syria, it's been in a civil war since 2011. Can you believe it? How the click of time so quickly, but it has been happening since 2011. Iran's Revolutionary Guard goes after ISIS, hoping that they're going to be able to knock some of these guys out. And you had, six different assailants kill 16 people at Iran's parliament building and a shrine dedicated to the Republic's revolutionary founder, Ayatollah Khomeini. The attacks were the first time that ISIS, a Sunni Muslim group fighting Iran-backed militias in Syria, claimed responsibility for an attack in Iran. That was pretty darn big. So the Middle East is now a cesspool of who's whom and who. It's like it really is scary, some of what's happened. Because we certainly know this. Shiite majority Iran and Sunni majority Saudi Arabia are, of course, in a feud. Of course, they're in a feud. Because, look, there's opposite sides of what's going on in Syria. And Yemen, most recently, Iran, has come to the support of Qatar after everybody else cut ties. You know, at one point, if you go back, you know, to a couple different presidencies, if you go back to Bush, I can remember Condi Rice, a Secretary of State, desperately trying to do something to step on the necks, I'm going to describe it this way, of the Iranians. And I thought it was great that we were ratcheting up and strangling them economically to get Iran to get it together. And then we let our foot off the gas, so to speak, and I think it's been disastrous, because do we really trust, understand, or know what's happening in Iran? I mean, if we're going to play in the Middle East and we have roles in the Middle East and we have our people invested in the Middle East, then we darn sure have to know what that board looks like. Now, I'm not naive enough to think that you ever 100% are going to get a clear-cut picture, but it seems to me that this is a blurry one, at best. I mean, at best. You might have missed this heading into the weekend. Bill Cosby's jury came to the conclusion that it was a mistrial. So the Cosby situation got massive eyeballs. When I say what's buzzing in your backyard and mine, This certainly was definitely talked about because, hey, Bill Cosby invaded our living rooms for a long time on the comedy front, whether it was as part of the Huxtable crew that was so popular or any number of things that Bill Cosby has done, including all the commercial spots. So there are 10 lawsuits still against him, but Bill Cosby is free from that charge and possible prosecution because of the jury being deadlocked and coming to a mistrial. So he tweeted out a couple of days ago to my supporters and fans in Norristown, thank you. And he released another thing, another statement, said that please don't argue with whom you do not see eye to eye with during this trial. That was something that he had sent out. And it seemed like there was lots of questions. The jury had lots of questions. So the jury deadlocked, and that's what happened. It's a mistrial that happened over the weekend. Could not reach a verdict in the case of this Temple University woman who said she was drugged by him, basically, with Benadryl. And it's a pretty high-profile case, obviously. A pretty darn high-profile. So outside of the court, Cosby was pretty quiet, but a spokesperson declared that his power is back, that Cosby's power is back. A spokesperson for Cosby's wife delivered a statement blasting the prosecution, the judge, and the media, and said, how do I describe the district attorney? Heinously and exploitively ambitious. How do I describe the judge? Overtly and arrogantly collaborating with the district attorney. How do I describe the counsels for the accusers? Totally unethical. How do I describe many, but not all, general media? Blatantly vicious entities that continually disseminate international omissions of truths for the primary purpose of greedily selling sensationalism at the expense of a human life. So, you know, even his legal team, someone on his legal team said, juries are stuck when a prosecutor seeks to put someone in prison for things that are simply not presented in the courtroom. And the jury stuck to what they were asked to do, and that is to review the evidence before them. There simply wasn't enough. There simply wasn't enough. But, like I said, there still is the possibility. You know, at a news conference, the district attorney, a guy named Kevin Steele, said that the prosecutors are going to evaluate, as he called it, and review the case and possibly push that forward. And they said they were disappointed over the mistrial and then thanked the jury anyway, which of course you would do, and said that the woman, you know, who accused Cosby of drugging and assaulting her wouldn't be speaking to the media, but praised her courage. So the judge said he would try to schedule a new trial within 120 days. So we'll see. That's not done. Even attorney Gloria Allred, who represents, by the way, many of the accusers, said she hopes the court will allow other prior bad act witnesses to testify at the next trial. And she said, we can never underestimate the blinding power of celebrity, but justice will come. It was a tricky one, that's for sure. But, I mean, here's the thing. You have to have the evidence. I mean, we live in a country where, unlike in England, where you're guilty until proven innocent, we're innocent until proven guilty. And you have to have that evidence if you're going to push something, whatever is going to be pushed forward. Obviously, there was enough evidence, the grand jury thought, to make this a trial, but not enough for this jury to say, we definitely are going to convict. In the sports world, a matador gored to death. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. And a former UFC fighter in trouble with a brain injury. That and more odds and ends coming up in just a moment here on ATN.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm a rocker kind of woman. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This feels like long distance, doesn't it? It's not long distance. A couple of quick hits for you, and then we're going to go to the mailbag. And that includes what I was just saying about this matador. You know, I've been to a couple of bullfights. I went to school in Spain for a couple of semesters. It was cheap, cheap, cheap. The exchange rate was so good, so I got very lucky. And I got the opportunity to do that, and it was really a pretty amazing experience. But that was a couple of decades ago. So the Spanish matador, and I was always kind of queasy when I went to a few of those bullfights, but the Spanish matador, Ivan Fandino, died on Saturday. He was gored during a fight. And actually, it was in the French region of Landes. So he's 36 years old, had just done this forever, but can you control a bull? He was gored by the bull after he tripped on his cape. He fell to the ground. The bull hit him again. Other bullfighters quickly picked him up and removed him from the bull ring, but they couldn't do anything. What happened was he went to the hospital and he had a wound on his lung, and he later died. King Felipe and the Queen of Spain put out their condolences all over Twitter. That's how I actually saw it. And this was a guy, like I said, who was a traditional bullfighter. And He debuted as what they call a picador in 2002, and by 2011 he was performing in big bullfighting events in Spain. He was very, very, very popular. Okay, so now this other story that I mentioned from the world of sports, when I was talking about the UFC fighter in the ICU with a brain injury, you know, people talk about MMA and what, how tough it is. And in this case, we're talking about, he's a former fighter, Tim Haig. And what happened was it happened on Friday during a boxing match against Adam Braidwood. He lost the fight by a knockout. And, you know, he was a guy who did MMA for 10 years. And he was trying his hand at boxing, which is interesting because you have this Floyd Mayweather-McGregor fight. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Floyd Mayweather won 49 fights as a boxer. And he's approaching 40. He's 40. And this other fighter, Conor McGregor, who's not yet even 30, there was a big push to have the two of them fight, and they are going to fight. But MMA fighters have gloves that are only a couple of ounces, where in the fight game, the gloves are thicker. So, you know, you're talking about 10 ounces or so, or can be even more. So I can see how that transition would be incredibly tough. But anyway, he wanted to try his hand at it, so he's in the ICU with a serious brain injury, and it makes me wonder about Conor McGregor and that fight with Floyd Mayweather, because boxing is a different, despite their age differences and how adept someone is about moving around a ring or a cage, there's a huge difference between those two. All right, on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
Jamil is here!
Ooh! How about this one from Jeffrey, who says, Kate, I just learned the news about what happened in London. I am just absolutely beyond sickened. I can't imagine any of the people in England feeling very good about what's been happening in that country lately. It seems eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I guess Muslims are being attacked, and people who are just innocents who are on the street are being attacked. It could just kind of be anyone. It seems random to me. Absolutely terror and absolutely ISIS driven, I would imagine. And how awful for the family of those victims. What do we know? Well, we know one man's dead. We know eight people are hospitalized, that the people on the street held down the guy that drove the van, but a couple of others got out. I can imagine they're searching all over the place for them. Certainly they are. And then we got this one in from Sam. I watched the U.S. Open. I heard you talk about it just briefly last week, Kate. Brooks Koepka, I never even knew who he was, wins the Open. It seems like it was a bunch of no-names that were at the top of the leaderboard. What say you? Absolutely. I'm sure Brooks Koepka wouldn't want to be called a no-name, but he had never won a major. Not very familiar with him, most people. Not a big superstar. But he played like a superstar. He was on fire, hitting birdie after birdie after birdie. So he shot a 5-under-67, and he tamed the course at Erin Hills, is the course in Erin, Wisconsin, and he won. He beat everyone else out. You know, there were a lot of people who thought they'd be in it at the end, but he was just too good. So what's interesting is you say a bunch of no-names. It's the seventh straight major and the 10th out of the last 13 U.S. Opens that have been won by a first-time winner, a first-time major winner. So for Koepka, I mean, serious bucks, serious win, good for him. But he isn't a household name. Perhaps he will be a household name after this. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Shayna. Kate, I am a big fan of the show. I like the way that you talk about all kinds of things. As you say, what's really happening in our backyards, not just the same old, and pounding it into the ground. And good for you for doing that, because I'm sure you can make a heck of a lot more money. by doing what some of these other people do, but I think you keep it interesting and moving along. And so, frankly, I listen to you a lot more than I probably would listen if it was the same old whiny, bashing, nonsense rants that I hear across the board from others in the world of radio. And some of them I actually like, but I can't listen to them for very long. So good for you. Wondering if you went to see The Mummy. I heard you mention it on the air that you were going to go and see The Mummy. Did you see it, and what do you think? I did go and see it. My husband wanted to see it, and we did. And I think it was better than what they portrayed. I mean, you know, if you like that kind of thing. So it had special effects, and, you know, I think for me it's kind of the history thing, even though a lot of this is, of course, exaggerated, made-up thriller history thing, history deal. But I thought it was pretty decent. You could certainly watch it streaming for a few bucks less on Netflix when it comes out in another 6 or 7 months. But I would give it a decent thumbs up. I would give it like a B. So I wouldn't say you have to go and see this. Oh my gosh, you got to go and see this. But I would say it was decent. Yeah, it was absolutely decent. Here's one from Marvin. I don't think we've ever heard from Marvin. America Tonight and Kate Delaney. Oh, the story about the Navy losing a sailor on a ship for 7 days. How in the heck does that happen? It seems to me that when the Navy screws up, they screw up in a very big, big way. When they do it right, they do it right, so I'm not attacking the Navy. But what's the story there? Well, they thought he went overboard, and they thought he was dead, but he was found alive on the ship. So they reported that he was missing, and the guy's name was Petty Officer Peter Mims. He was a gas turbine systems tech on the Ticonderoga, which was a guided missile cruiser. And he vanished June 8th. They were doing routine ops. They were 180 miles east of Okinawa, Japan. And they just couldn't find him. So he wasn't accounted for. Rescue teams from the Navy, the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force, and Japanese Coast Guard scoured the Philippine Sea for 50 hours searching for him. And then they suspended the search on June 11th. Helicopters, fixed-wing aircraft, everything you can imagine. The crew continued to look for their shipmate. You know, because think of these, how big these things are. 567 feet long, more than 300 people. They found him in an engineering space. That's where they found him, 7 days after he was reported missing. They say they're thankful to have found the missing shipmate. And then it's a question of, you know, they say they're relieved, and the circumstances surrounding his disappearance are under investigation. They didn't give any other details, just relieved that they found him. He's going to get transferred to the USS Ronald Reagan for a medical eval. And, I mean, there you go. Here's the thing. So we hear that he's missing, and then you think, oh, my gosh, there's a sailor missing. That's terrible. And he's overboard. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. This happens, and, of course, they're desperately trying to find him. And then it turns out that they find him on the ship, so there's nothing but questions. Well, how does that happen? What happened? Did something happen to him? What happened? What was it? And there weren't any good answers. Okay, here's another one bouncing back to the U.S. Open from James. Kate, what a bizarre U.S. Open. You had somebody die at the Open. You had a person involved with the course who murdered someone, and then you had a blimp crash. Yeah. A guy in his 90s was found dead, passed away from natural causes. Somebody who was involved with building the course murdered his wife, but that happened years ago. You had a blimp that was covering the start of the U.S. Open from above that caught fire and crashed. The pilot was injured, but there was responders there. Wow, it's crazy. And they had E. coli in one of the water systems, so they handled that bottled water. Stay with us.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Isn't it strange, Joe? It's funny. Looking for years, had no money. Suddenly, luck can smile on you. And your love seems worthwhile to you.
Tonight, as we make this final turn for this hour, anyway, what an hour, huh? Bill Cosby's trial, mistrial. Now we'll see what happens after that craziness at the U.S. Open. One of the people who writes in tells us about that in our email bag. You can always flip me an email, by the way, at americatonight.net. And then, of course, the biggie, the attack in London. So you've got Donald Trump's lawyer defending the fact that, listen, there's no obstruction charge, just so you know. It can be talk about whatever you want, but it's not happening. We don't have an obstruction charge going on with the president. So that was pretty much part of the Sunday swirl. And what had happened in London hadn't happened yet. So now that once again becomes part of the deal. Boy, I'll tell you what, Theresa May really inherited a mess, didn't she? And if you're in that position, Parliament, and you're the Prime Minister, boy, from, you know, from whatever happens at Downing Street and what happens when we're talking about Parliament, they've got some decisions they got to start worrying about here, because you've got London on the verge of a nervous breakdown, the people there. You've got, again, you've got one person dead, now you have 10 injured. You have a van ramming a crowd outside of a mosque. So how do you prevent these attacks? What do you do to prevent the attacks on people with vans and cars and everything else? I mean, it is happening more and more. Block, you know what you have to do? You're going to have blocked off streets. I mean, that, of course, would work somewhat. If you had barricades, because you would know you could get out of the way sooner, you could have barricades, and that's what would have to be, or have entry in through fences or whatnot. But that would take time. And then, of course, then roads being blocked off, and how would you determine where that is? And, ooh, it's a nasty piece of business, I'll just say that, an unbelievable piece of business. And that's, they're going to have to just stop. You know, they're just going to have to block off buildings. You're going to have to look at some buildings. They're going to have to block them off. You're going to have to build a blue wall. And there's pressure. There is pressure on the London cops. There's pressure on their counterterrorism group there. There's a lot of pressure that is starting to mount. And it should, because if people aren't safe, what's that about? You got to figure out a way to provide more of a safety net, which is pretty tough anyway. Very tough. So I hope as we start another week, you had a great Father's Day weekend. If you celebrated Father's Day, and hopefully you did, and I saw lots and lots of really happy dads of all ages with their kids. Nobody was talking about what they got. Here's the presents I received. They were talking about hanging with their family, and I thought that was awesome. Of course, that's what it's about, hanging with your family and with your friends. And that was the kind of day it seemed like it was for a lot of people based on what I was, you know, reading. And bravo for everybody who had a chance to, you know, had a chance to do that. As we move into another week, and like I said, we know that the terrorists storming in the van, smashing into the people outside the mosque, and then, of course, terrorists storming a luxury resort in Mali is going to be another big deal and should be. Here, closer to home, it's going to be about Congress and tax reform and health care, because the Senate is certainly taking its time on health care, and I would, for one, say, if they're going to get it right and they need more time, then let them do it. Let them take more time if it's going to work and they're going to have the votes and it's going to be the right reform and replace, you know, repeal and replace, something that more bipartisan support could get behind. Wouldn't that be great? If that was the case, it would be awesome. That's what we'd be talking about, too. Be great. Bipartisan support? What is that? I'm not sure. What are you talking about? And I think at this time, with all this crazy after what happened at that baseball practice with Congressman Scalise, boy, if we can somehow, yes, have massive differences, different political opinions, whatever, religious opinions, whatever it is. I mean, isn't there a way to unite and realize, look, we're all Americans and we have to do that? You know, even Ted Nugent said he's going to tone down his commentary during his shows that he thinks some people may misread. He said, you know, he's going to change it a little bit. Even if he is completely disgusted by what he says he sees on the left. But he doesn't want to be threatening. He said, I think we have to bring everyone together. No violence, no harm to any of our fellow Americans. And absolutely, I agree. You know, the Scalise shooter, who was, of course, killed, had a list of at least 6 Republicans on a kill list. So he had planned to off and go after a whole bunch of Republicans, which included Jeff Duncan from South Carolina, Jim Jordan from Ohio, Mo Brooks from Alabama, Morgan Smith from Virginia, Trent Franks from Arizona. Yeah, so the guy who opened fire on the Republican congressman in Alexandria during that practice on Wednesday of last week had a kill list. The FBI recovered the list, which was handwritten by James Hodgkinson, who shot House Majority Whip Steve Scalise and a bunch of others before he was killed by the Capitol Police. Boy, it'd be frightening to hear that, wouldn't it, if you were one of the names I just mentioned on the list. And even he was from Illinois, and they confirmed in Illinois that he had contacted his local representative 10 times in the past year. Just, you know, constantly interjecting. And boy, we're at a dangerous level. I mean, this is mission critical, that even if the agreements are real and the sides are so divided, I'll say sides, there has to be a way to not make it so filled with vitriol that people are rallied in, people who could be pushed over the edge get rallied into doing something unthinkable, like going after somebody in Congress. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And by the way, perfect place to end this. You know, they keep talking about Trump and his approval ratings and where are his approval ratings. I was just looking at a daily tracker, Rasmussen, and they've got the POTUS daily tracking poll. 50% approve, 50% disapprove. So that is a big contrast with what we were hearing last week, showing the approval way down, but certainly now the new Rasmussen poll has it high. Donald Trump even tweeted it out. He said the new Rasmussen poll, one of the most accurate in the 2016 election, just out with a Trump 50% approval rating. That's higher than Obama's! ! He had a good Father's Day. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.